The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
So, as promised, your chance to get some brand new merchandise in your life. We have this oversized bauble. It's got the show logo on it. It's clear glass. The logo is displayed in black. It's going to look lovely on your Christmas tree this festive season. And to win one, well, you need to play the nearly the end of the working week music quiz. So, as it's Thursday, for most of us, it's nearly the end of the working week. I know it's not the truth for all of us. So, I'm going to play you a bit from nearly the end of a song. We're going to be playing this at 7 a.m. on the main station. You'd also hear it on Absolute Radio 90s as a little clue for you. So tell me, who on earth is this? Yeah.
Yes.
Instantly recognisable. Right, here we go. So, tell me who that is. Send that along with your name to 81215 right now. Just text your name and your answer. Who is this? As I say, it's 81215, and on the way, we'll play the nearly the end of the working week.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
Hello, Ashley.
Hello.
Welcome along to the show. Ashley loves Absolute Radio Country, which means she's going to love this bespoke background music for her. You like that, Ashley?
Stunning. Absolutely brilliant.
Ashley is a psychology teacher in Edinburgh. So, listen, I'm going to play you nearly the end of a song. It's not the end of the song, but it's very nearly the end of the song. Here it is again, just as a reminder. I mean, for me, instantly recognisable. I think the team agreed. Mm-hmm. Ashley, put us out of our misery. Who is that, please?
It is Travis. Legends of Scotland.
Legends of this breakfast show as well. We love those guys so much. Why Does It Always Rain on Me? Playing in full just after seven here on the main station. So, well, congratulations, Ashley. You've got yourself some exclusive breakfast show merch. Have you ever won any in the past? Are you one of those people with a bin sticker or a bottle of fragrance, a luggage sticker of my face? Have you got any of that stuff?
I have got nothing, so this has made my whole life.
Oh, chill out.
Wow. Hang on. Ashley's in the world of psychology. She knows what people need in their lives, and that's lovely to hear. The thing is, Ashley, I mean, this is guerrilla marketing at its very best. I mean, admittedly, it's going to be behind closed doors in your house, so only your family and friends of the festive season are going to get to see it. But I still have to ask, when are my baubles going to be on display in your living room?
The 1st of December.
I'm pleased about that. Ashley, thank you ever so much for tuning in on Country, and we'll speak to you again real soon. Have a great day ahead.
Thank you. You too.
Cheers, Ashley. Bye now. So that is the merchandise done and dusted for this week. Your chance to win it will return next week on The Breakfast Show.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
Say hello to Matt Dyson.
Say hello.
Social Ammunition.
Say hello.
Matt, hello.
Hi.
Say hello.
Hello
to Matt, everyone.
Hello, Matt.
Hello. Hi. Ellie, you say hello. Hello.
Hi. Yes, thank you very much. We'll start on Instagram this morning. We won't go to Twitter. There's too much stuff about Gary Barlow's son. I'm getting so bored of it now. It's just you can't move for it. Yeah. Enough is enough. Let's all move on.
I've met Gary Barlow and he's 6'5".
That's what people don't realise. So Middle Class Mum at a Festival is back. A very well-observed character. I think you may have been off when we did this the first time. Last week, possibly, Dave. Rising star of the socials, Anna Soden.
Morning, Anna.
Here she is with her latest instalment. Very well-observed character, as you'll hear.
What we should do is set our camping chairs up next to the main stage so we get a really good view for Rick Astley.
See all sorts of people here, don't you? The girl standing next to me while we were watching Bombay Bicycle Club had pink hair. Dad loves Idols. That's the band he always plays when he's driving his Range Rover.
Oh, no.
Deliana getting a glitter tattoo. 7 going on 17.
Gabriel, darling, let me sanitise your hands before you eat that dragon fruit sorbet.
Yes, Eleonora, I heard Daddy creeping back into the yurt in the middle of the night too. All the mummies from Hot Yoga think I'm such a rocker for being here. Did the band have to swear so much? There are children here. You messaged the festival about it on Instagram. Do you do a child's portion of the pulled pork bao bun?
Oh, that's excellent.
I mean, it's so latte-tuned, isn't it? Badly Drawn Boy was swearing on stage once when I went to Latitude. I was doing the exact same thing. Also, Idols in a Range Rover is a damning indictment on a lot of people like me, to be fair.
Matt, she's basically describing your summer.
Sleaford Mods in a Volvo. It's the same thing, really, isn't it? Really. And then the other story this morning, after the resurgence of Pokemon Go on the cool badge feature on this show, which no one saw coming,
yeah.
So many people are still playing it. Called LJ on Instagram.
Morning, LJ.
A song that was apparently big at the time. I don't know if any of you remember this.
We won.
8 years ago. It was a guy who was big on the Pokemon Go scene, a Czech YouTuber called Misha, who was 9 at the time. He made a song all about his.
He was 9
obsession.
At the time.
Nine
so what we're
time.
About to hear is from someone who is now 19
yeah,
and going
yeah,
on
yeah,
20
yeah,
years
yeah.
old.
So, yeah.
I wonder how
this,
Misha feels about this.
This is a serious earworm, and it's his love song to Pokemon Go. A good song. I absolutely love it. We'll all be singing it later.
I play Pokemon Go every day.
I've never been so desperate to track somebody down and get them on the show.
I'll try and find out what he's up to now. Probably still playing, because everyone is. You'll be talking about it later, and I've saved your data.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
The whispers have come my way that we have an update from Anna Geary's choir, which I'm so excited about. The first thing we're going to do, and I've not listened to it yet, we've got 19 seconds of it, it's landed on my screen here, is we've got a little clip of Radiohead's Creep, which the Walthamstow Choir put together. Was it for Halloween?
It was, yeah. We stayed late after Halloween, or the session last week, when you weren't here, Dave, and we did a video, basically, for social media, all dressed up in Halloween costumes.
Okay, I can't wait. Here we go.
So that was, do you remember when I messed up on the time check on this radio
100%,
show?
100%, yeah.
That
yeah,
was, I was learning my part for that Creep radio.
Right, you yes, were staying up right. late, learning your lines to that, and at 6 a.m. you told everybody in the UK it was 10 a.m. and that's your latest
news.
Choir
messes
okay.
with your head, doesn't
it? Really
it
really does.
Sometimes. It can ruin your
life. Once it, yeah, once it gets choirs. In there. Yeah. Don't do choirs. Yeah. that's our message here. They ruin lives. But you have an update for us.
Yeah, so this morning, you know, you've been mentioning, you know, the C word a lot on this show.
I have, yeah.
Ahead of a performance of the choir in the Tower of London, we started our Christmas medley.
Christmas medley. Okay, and how's that looking?
Well, do you know, it was not what I was expecting. Oh. We did a version over Come All Ye Faithful, which most people know,
of course,
except had a rap.
Oh. Like Dizzy Rascal's bit in the Live Aid song.
Come all ye faithful, joyful, triumphant. Is that kind of it?
If it's anything like that, start again. Tear it up and start again. That's what you need to do. So are you going to be rapping then in the choir, Anna?
No, I'm definitely sticking in the high part.
You're sticking
in
the high part.
So I will kind of have the tune, but it's a little bit different.
Who's going to be the MC? Which member of the choir, do you know?
It's well, not Vicky, not, is it? Who we had not, on the, is it Vicky?
No, it's not Vicky.
Oh, I'd love to hear Vicky rap.
I know. It's not like, it's just more that there's a rap beat underneath it, but it was quite
I see,
bizarre.
Okay, we went too far.
No,
we
actually, it was more like 80s rap of like, my name is Glenn, and I'm here to say.
Okay, so when will we get to hear that then?
Well, I was thinking maybe I could get a few of them to come in on the show at some point. Maybe nearer Christmas.
Okay, yeah,
we should probably discuss this off air.
Yeah, let's grab a coffee just after 10, we'll talk that through.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio. You
know, one of the beautiful things about hosting this breakfast show is just how great, kind, considerate, smart, clever you guys are out there, because Glenn dropped this.
My name is Glenn and I'm here to say.
And then I just decided to make Glenn feel a bit better about it. So if I talk about a rap that me and my little sister made up back in the day, now we've had this. Dave and the team, this is probably Cool Badge territory, but we had a dodgy rap when at school as well. And it went like this. We're Johnny, Chris, Peter and Jason too, and we're from the quarterback rapping crew. Oh. The Beastie Boys, we say no way, and we've got some competition on display.
Oh, man. Oh, dear. Oh. The quarterback rapping crew.
No way. Okay. Well, thank you. A big shout out to the quarterback rapping crew for that. Thank you. Let's move on, shall we?
£5,000 with fresh pressed ginger shots from Moju.
Yeah, wake up, have a Moju ginger shot for a fresh start to your morning, then do a rap from, I'm going to say, the 80s and send it into the show at 8, 12, 15. And after that, take on Five Words, £5,000. Radio's easiest game to play, the hardest one to win. And joining us this morning, we have Lita. Good morning, Lita.
Good morning, Dave. Good morning, team.
Lita, hello. Welcome hello, along Lita. To the show. A fan of Absolute Radio 90s, works in the NHS, whilst playing along just yesterday, scored 3 out of 5. Lita, I believe you'd most like to be paired with Anna Geary on the random player generator. Is that right?
Oh, that's correct.
That is correct. Would you like to wrap that for me, please? Or no? Okay, fine. Let's give it a spin, see who you've got. Here we go.
Generator.
Matt Dyson.
Anna Geary.
Glenn Moore.
It's going to be Glenn. Glenn. It's Anna Geary! Well done to you, Lita. Anna, could you kindly leave the studio?
I feel like today you need to call me Annie G.
Annie G.
We're having this rap
thing. Annie G, would you please leave the studio?
I will.
Thank you so much. Here's your walkout music. There we go.
God bless the
In the club. Okay.
Lita, I'm going to give you 5 words. You say the first word that comes to mind. Then when we get Annie G back in the studio, I'll give her the same 5 words. If she says the same thing as you, then we can give you £5,000, which would be just lovely. So good luck, and here we go.
Thank you.
The first word this morning is light. L-I-G-H-T, light.
Switch.
Empty.
Full.
Nice.
Mind. M-I-N-D. Mind.
Games.
Good. Are you sure?
Sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah, sorry. Okay. Online.
Shopping.
And finally, the word is thought. T-H-O-U-G-H-T, thought.
Process.
Oh, this is nice.
Very good. Very good, Lita.
This is very, very good. Okay, all 5 of your words are now locked in. Wait right there. Can't believe I'm going to say this. Annie G. Yeah. Annie G is going to be in play next.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
Annie G.
In the house.
Oh, no.
That used to be my hot... Do you know that used to be my Hotmail?
Oh, no,
it didn't.
Yeah.
Annie G in the house.
Annie G underscore in the house.
Oh, in the house, all one word.
Yeah. Do you know, I'm emailing you right now. This is from the future. Don't do this. Regards, Dave. Open brackets. You'll know who I am one day. Close brackets. Lita's been waiting patiently on the line. Shall we get down to business, Lita? Try and win you £5,000?
Yeah, let's do so.
Let's do so. Okay. Anna, the first word this morning was light, L-I-G-H-T.
Dark.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Lita said switch, light switch.
Mm. Oh, that was good,
she
too.
Went with a follow on.
Do you know what, Lita? Opposite. You've given one of the best sets of answers we've had in a long time here on 5 Words, £5,000. But I just knew that whilst light switch is a perfectly acceptable answer, the kind of only way to go is the direct opposite of dark. So I think we're looking at a 4 out of 5 here, just so you know. So. You've not won the money, but
okay.
Let's do the remaining words. Empty.
Full.
Correct. Yes. Mind.
Reader.
Oh. Games. As I just said, we're looking for a 3 out of 5 here. Online.
Safety.
It's going to be a 2 out of 5 today. It's definitely online shopping. It's going to, I reckon we're on. It's a great set of answers. It's going to be 2 out of 5. Yeah. Thought.
Process.
Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah.
2 out of 5, as I said all along. I just know this game inside out. Lita, it ends on a 2 out of 5, but it ends with our thanks to you for tuning into the show and playing along. We'll speak to you again real soon.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
Miley Cyrus. Ozzy Osbourne. Colin Firth, Dave Berry. What do these massive global names have in common? We all dislike Christmas dinner.
Oh, really?
Fact for you there.
Amazing.
So it occurred to me, you know, Christmas is coming. It gets earlier every year, which means soon we're going to have to eat the worst meal of the year. But I want to do something about that. I really do. I want to make sure that there's an alternative on the Christmas table so you can have your turkey or your nut loaf.
Yeah.
You can have your Brussels sprouts, your roast potatoes. Sure, you can. That's absolutely fine. But also, I want you to be able to look across the Crimbo table and just see a plate or a bowl offering something new.
Something new, yeah.
But the thing here is we're not just creating a brand new dish for the Christmas table. We're doing it solely based on ingredients that are linked to your names. This is the listener's Christmas lunch. So I put out the call to arms on Monday saying if you, like me, have a food type as your name, get in touch at 8, 12, 15. Also, if you're over 16, you can leave us a voice note that we can use on air, and I'm loving these. 0330 123 1215. So before we get into more of your actual food-based names that we could be using in the listener's Christmas lunch, which will be created by a professional chef. I want to know, Matt Dyson, what are your thoughts on Christmas dinner?
Well, every year I pitch it to my family. Should we go to the Indian restaurant this year for Christmas Day? Just as a change. And I'm always shouted down every time. Yeah. And we'd love to do it, but not for Christmas, so we always get a big cape on or something like that. But one dish
that
I...
put a cape on?
Yeah, put a cape on. For Christmas dinner. A big chicken. But my dish that really livens the whole thing is my Brussels sprouts with pancetta, cream and garlic. Lovely little side dish.
People are doing their own twists.
Lovely.
I
admire
that.
You need a nice side dish to make it different.
100%. Yeah. That's what we're getting into here. Anna Geary, you strike me as a traditionalist when it comes to the Christmas dinner, is that right?
Yeah, apart from turkey.
Oh, apart from that.
The main one.
I'm not a fan of turkey. Yeah. It's too dry.
No, too dry.
But exactly.
Too dry.
What do you have instead?
Usually like lamb or beef.
Oh.
Like whatever mum and dad put
Goose.
On the table.
Glenn, what about you?
I love it. I know that some people have Yorkshire puddings on theirs. We've never had Yorkshire puddings on us as a thing.
That seems wrong.
Because it's not a Sunday roast. Those are separate things.
Yeah.
But we actually have Christmas dinner twice a year because we also have it on Easter Sunday for no reason whatsoever.
Oh, really?
We just have Christmas dinner again. Yeah, I swear we used to do crackers as well. Yeah. On Easter for no reason.
Glenn's the opposite of what I'm trying to achieve here. But it's an open space. Everybody's different. That's what makes the world a wonderful place. So you have been getting in touch with your names that could be ingredients used by a professional chef to create this alternative dish for the Christmas table. Hi, Dave. My name is Victoria Eggs. Not only that, but I design egg cups for a living.
Amazing.
Did I choose the job or did the job choose me? Philosophical question from Victoria Eggs there. Says she loves the show. We'll love your egg cups, Victoria. Morning, Dave. Morning, team. My name is Kate Crab. Yes, Crab. You can imagine. I can. But crab, okay, crab's good. You know, we get some. Yeah. Good morning, team. My name is Gemma Honey. We get Honey in there. Morning, everyone. I'm Alexandra Ego. Bane, yes, of my life. People snigger when I'm placing takeaway orders.
Ego.
So we got eggs covered, if the chef wants to use those. Morning, Dave. My name is Steve Mayo. Thank you for trying, Steve. Simon Mayo's already put his mayo in the hat. So, we've already got that. Yeah. My partner's name is Anthony Cherry. And my mum's maiden name is Fudge. You can have both of those. So we've got Cherry and Fudge, which is very good. A colleague of mine recently married, and now she is Mrs. Mash.
I did the monster mash.
This is mash. So mash, I mean, mash is always good, isn't it?
Yeah.
Morning, Dave and the team. We've got a Josh Fig here. Fig roll, figgy pudding. Yes. I mean, figs is good. And Christian, his granddad was Stan Pears, and his nana was Joan Onions. fruit married veg. And now we have pears and onions as a possibility, thanks to Christian's grandparents. So thank you for that.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
If your name is a food type, you can send us a voice note about that. 0330 123 1215. That's exactly what a couple of you have already done, and I'm so grateful and I'm so excited. Ladies and gentlemen, please meet the one and only.
Morning, Dave. Morning, team. My name is Sam Pickles. Pickles in your Christmas dinner. Thank you.
Thank you, Sam Pickles. Yes. Right, I'm adding pickles to the list of ingredients.
Get some Elswood in there.
That our chef will have to play with. And also, this is incredible. Listen to this.
Morning, Dave. Morning, team. My name is Nadine, and this is Dr. Cumberland.
Cumberland, go figure.
Dr. Cumberland.
Oh, yes. That's
got him up.
A doctorate in sausages. Yes, love
That's
it.
What someone would say waking up from a hangover. Like, I need a visit from Dr. Cumberland.
That's the only person that can save me now is Dr. Cumberland. So there we go. We are going to be building this alternative Christmas dish for the festive table this year. But we're doing it based on your surnames or your first names. If they are a food type, just as mine is in Berry. Well, it's 8-12-15 on the text, or I do love those voice notes, 0330 123 1215. Let's let Mr. Pickles take us to the ad, shall we?
Morning, Dave. Morning, team. My name is Sam Pickles. Please could you use pickles in your Christmas dinner? Thank you.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
Absolute Radio Live.
At the London Palladium.
Absolute Radio Live is our night of stand-up comedy, and it is coming close. In fact, it's going to be here up in our grills on Sunday, the 17th of November. It's happening at the iconic London Palladium. We have one heck of a lineup. Oh, yes, we do. Matt Ford and John Richardson, two very funny men, are going to be your co-hosts, and they'll be joined on stage by our very own Glenn Moore, alongside Dara O'Brien, Susie Ruffle, Phil Wang, Judy Love, and Josh Widdicombe. Now, you can buy your tickets. Guarantee your place there at the Palladium. There are just a few left. It's absoluteradio.co.uk/tickets. All of the money will be going to the Royal National Orthopaedic Hospital, which, of course, is the charity that helped to save the life of a wonderful human being and, of course, our stablemate, Matt Ford. If you want to win your way into the box, well, once again, we're playing Who's in the Box? Matt, for any newcomers, how does this work?
Well, we've put a comedian in the box, Dave, so they're doing their routine. It's quite muffled. You can't really tell what they're saying or who it is. If you can work out who it is, though, you will win tickets to go in the box at the Palladium. So if you want the best seats in the house for the biggest nights of comedy, just tell us who you think this might be.
You're very strict about stuff in this country. You've got laws for everything. There's a Road Traffic Act 1988 includes a law which says you may not drive a car in the UK while operating a handheld microphone. An unbelievably specific law, which is clearly because one sham was just driving around going, how are you? Hey, you're looking very well. Love the hat, Mary, love the hat. Hang on a second. Hello, officer. What? Well, there's no law against it.
So who is in the box? Text your name and your answer to 81215 right now. That's your name and your answer to 81215 right now.
Absolute Radio Live for the London Palladium. Tickets are on sale now. Absoluteradio.co.uk.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
Absolute Radio Live.
At the London Palladium.
Welcome along to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show, where, as promised just moments ago, this is your opportunity to be in the box for our night of live comedy happening at the London Palladium on Sunday, the 17th of November. What a lineup. Matt Ford, John Richardson co-hosting, and they'll be joined on stage by Josh Widdicombe, Glenn Moore, Susie Ruffle, Phil Wang, Judy Love and Dara O'Brien. We're raising money in support of the Royal National Orthopaedic Hospital, and hoping to blag their way into a box right now is Michelle. Good morning, Michelle.
Good morning, Dave. Good morning, King.
Michelle,
morning,
welcome Michelle. Along to the show. You're an accountant. During that last song, you told us that you believe you manifested these tickets.
Absolutely, I manifested those tickets. I just thought, those bad boys are mine.
Those bad boys are mine. Who would be in the box alongside you, Michelle?
That'd be my husband, Gary.
Your husband, Gary. So Michelle and Gary could be at the London Palladium for Absolute Radio Live. And all you need to do, Michelle, to make the manifestation come to life is tell us which comedian from our lineup had we put in a box.
You put Dara O'Brien in the box.
Let's see if you're right.
You're very strict about stuff in this country. You have laws. The law would say you may not drive a car in the UK while operating a handheld microphone. An unbelievably specific law. Which is clearly because of one sham which is driving around going, how are you? Hey, you're looking very well. Love the hat, Mary. Love the hat. Hang on a second. Hello, officer. What? Well, there's no law against it.
Yes, it's the one and only Dara O'Brien. Michelle, we'll see you and Gary at the London Palladium. Well done.
Thank you so much. That's fantastic.
We'll speak to you real soon. Thank you for tuning into the show. Now, if you want to guarantee your seat at Absolute Radio Live, there are a few tickets left. You can get yours from absoluteradio.co.uk/tickets.
Absolute Radio Live for the London Palladium. Tickets are on sale now. AbsoluteRadio.co.uk.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
It is your Thursday morning. Thanks for joining us here on Absolute Radio, where, of course, the no repeat guarantee is well underway. So between this moment in time and space, right through to the home time show and 5 p.m, we are not going to play you the same song twice. And we interrupt the no repeat guarantee momentarily, but for good cause. It's time for Matt Dyson and the Social Ammunition.
Extra.
And I know it's Josh Pugh based,
yes,
Matt.
Yes, it's the Josh Pugh clip of the week. People have been sharing this with me left, right and centre.
It's perfect.
The goat of social ammo is
It's perfect
back.
Pugh.
It's perfect Pugh. He's done rooming with Martin Lewis on a stag do. I'll let Josh do the talking. Here he is.
Mate, that was a good night, that was. Where did you get to? You left early, man. Yeah, taxis are cheaper before 12, is it? Yeah. You should have stayed, mate. It was good laugh, man. No, they like you. The lads like you. Definitely. Definitely like you. It's obviously just different, innit? Like, we're used to just, when we go for a meal, we just split the bill. Because when someone else comes in new and they're printing vouchers off, it's just a bit of a get your head around that. No, exactly. Well, you saved everyone money, didn't you? Just, by the time 14 lads have put their email addresses in to some, to the reward scheme, it just killed the momentum of the night a bit. But dares tomorrow, innit? You put one in. You put a dare in. What's yours? Go on. Dared into changes energy provider. Yeah, again, it's kind of just more financial advice, isn't it, rather than there, I suppose. But no, it's, yeah, be good, mate. I think just relax, mate, and enjoy it is what I'd say. Just kind of, I know, obviously, you're trying to save the lads money and that, but I think just relax and enjoy. Because I think sometimes when you speak with, like, a real urgency. It's like you're running out of time on the chase. It's like it puts anxiety into people. I think, I know you're trying to be helpful, but it makes people just feel anxious. I think just relax, mate, and enjoy it. What? Are any of the lads frequent flyers? I don't know.
If anyone out there has ever been on holiday with Martin Lewis, the money expert, please do get in touch.
Josh is so big now, Martin Lewis himself responded saying it's quite ridiculous, like I'd ever go on a stag do in the first place. Far cheaper to stay at home.
Oh,
so that's it. Thankfully, we won't see him
lovely.
Out in Ayanapa or wherever you're headed.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
And that is it. Thursday morning's edition of The Breakfast Show is now finished. It is time to thank you for tuning in and to thank those of you who chose to join in. Don't forget, you can do any time you like. My inbox is always open and it is wanting. And it is dave@absoluteradio.co.uk. If there's anything that pops into that lovely brain of yours that you think we'd enjoy here on The Breakfast Show, that's where you send it. Once again, dave@absoluteradio.co.uk. Now, you can listen back again to the entire show on demand in the Rayo app, or you can wait patiently for the brand new edition of the Daily Podcast to arrive. You won't have to wait long. It'll be there in about 5 minutes' time. Matt, the podcast naming bell rung a few times this morning, but I want to give you a top three.
Yeah.
Your bauble has made my whole life.
Yes.
Idols in a Range Rover, Sleaford mods in a Volvo.
Okay.
Or the choir messes with your head,
oh,
man.
Wow. I can't wait to hear the rapping from Anagiri's choir, but maybe it should be from the Social Ammo and the Middle Class Mum. Idols in a Range Rover, Sleaford mods in a Volvo, angry punk in posh parents' cars. Perhaps that's the way to go.
Could not agree more, and therefore the Daily Podcast has been named. As I say, you can get that wherever you get your pods. So Leona Graham's going to be here next with, amongst other things, the details that you need to enter the competition that tomorrow guarantees to give somebody a quarter of £1 million. Speaking of tomorrow, well, we'll be back then at 6 a.m. in fact. So stay safe, stay entertained. Arrivederci.